You know you're short when you have to use a step stool to get up and reach the clothes in your top-loading washer. So, hey guys, I'm back for part two of my vlog. I'm just doing laundry at the moment. I'm just going to the dryer. And this is how I do my laundry. I put the step stool in front of the washer. I put the basket under it. And then I'm up. I'm nice and high. I used to like literally climb on top of the washer, which didn't really work out very well. So, and now I'm nice and high. I can go in, I can toss stuff into this basket and just reach everything with ease. It is perfect. Ah, this is nice. I'm also going to take my brother's stuff out of the dryer and put it in the basket for him. Let's do that. Luckily, our dryer is front loading, so it's not too bad. Ooh, warm dryer clothes. I like warm dryer clothes. That's what my clothes are going to look like in 1 hour. When I check on them. But now they are a soggy wet mess. They are a soggy wet mess. This basket has a broken handle and stuff is already falling out. And I have not even moved it at all. Only one jersey and a pair of underwear and a sock and another sock and another sock. So actually a lot of things fell out of it. Now let's empty out this here lint trap. And put my stuff in there. This is the funner part of, the least fun part of doing laundry is unloading the washer. I wonder if I should put my cooler back in there. I feel like I shouldn't, but maybe I'll just put it in there for like a minute and like it'll help dry it out. I'm not sure. Take it out. So it looks like it washed fine. I think. Doesn't smell any nicer. I'm disappointed. I like my stuff to smell not like dead things. It doesn't smell that bad. It just smells like sweet because people put sugar in it or somebody was putting sugar in it and something sweet spilled in it and I wiped it up and it's clean. It just smells gross. And I don't like my stuff to smell gross. Maybe I'm squeamish, but I don't like to smell gross. Oh, dryer sheet. It is like a bit after 4, and I'm done packing my stuff. It's actually really nice out, so I think I'm gonna go outside and wait for the boys to finish what they're doing, and we can load the car. Oh! Recycling. I can't take that out. Never mind.
So they moved to Waterloo, though.
All right, we are on the road.
A whole bunch. They have like free pizzas, free pierogies, free like a whole bunch of stuff, yeah. But it all has dairy in it.
We're probably gonna stop soon and get burritos. It's exciting. It is around 7:30. We're just driving. We stopped for dinner. My mom is driving. And everybody's kind of doing their own thing. And I don't know where we are. I just looked and I'm not sure, but I think we have a few hours to go. And we've only been driving for like an hour and a half.
It's your last trip. I only have one wagon, so
can't really what game is this? Okay, so we just got here, and basically, it's fine, don't worry about it. So we just got here, it's basically like a cabin thingy, and it's really great. There's like, you walk in, and on the one side we've got like the table with our toaster oven and the heater, which has warmed this place up, and it's only been like half an hour. On this other wall, we've got our cooler and our water jug. And this is my grandma's bed.
Here's Obi snoring already.
Yep.
That noise you hear is my Obi snoring.
I know. It will be very fun trying to sleep in about 30 minutes and you'll be dozing off. And she's got double
bed.
Is
that a bear? No, that's just Obi.
And then over here, I know. Over here is the window. And then this is, this is the bunk beds. My brother is down here, and he literally has like a foot of space.
It's like.
Okay.
Two and a half feet.
Yeah, something like it's like, really small, and then I'm up on the top, and there's like the ceiling is like slanted, so I don't have very much space either, but it's fun, and we've got our bags and just random, the rest of our stuff's in here. So basically, it's just a room with a lot of beds, and it's really cool. Oh, and there's a broom, in case you were curious. And hooks. Okay, that's probably all you need to know. And we're going to bed, so that's all for today. Thanks for watching, you guys.